You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. Starting off our day at 9 o'clock, girls varsity golf for several golf clubs around the area. They'll be at Northwestern High School. This is an invitational for Barron, Chetek, Cumberland, Grantsburg, Ladysmith, Luck, Frederick, Unity, Spooner, St. Croix Falls, and Superior. These multiple schools, again, are meeting at Northwestern High School starting at 9 o'clock for pretty much all-day golfing. Engage Knitting at the Library starting at 10 o'clock. This will be held at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library located at 10788 Wisconsin Highway 2777 in Hayward. Join the fun whether you are a beginner or experienced knitter or prefer a different craft and would just like the camaraderie. For more information, you can call 715-634-2161. Again, Engage Knitting Club at the Library, starting at 10 o'clock until 12. An exhibit had opened up yesterday at Artbeat in Hayward, and they are inviting you to come look at the exhibit. It runs through October 8th. This is described as broad strokes, watercolorists, and Helena fiber art, happening at the Artbeat of Hayward, located on 2nd Street, right downtown Hayward, starting yesterday at 4 o'clock and going through the early parts of October. The Sawyer County Lacouturay Transit Commission wants you to know that they have their public meeting being held at 1 o'clock at the Namekagon Transit Building located on Highway B. Again, this is an open meeting from the Sawyer County Lacouturay Transit Commission meeting at 1 o'clock at the Namekagon Transit Conference Room. Thursday Book Club starting at 2 o'clock. This will be held at Redberry Books in Cable at 43455 Cavanaugh Road. Redberry Books has several groups that meet on a regular basis to discuss great books. All groups are open to new members. Book club members will receive 15% off their purchase of the book of the month for the clubs. The Highly Unusual Reader Society Book Club meets the second Thursdays of each month at 2 o'clock. So again, at the Thursday Book Club at Redberry Books, the Highly Unusual Reader Society will be meeting at 2 o'clock at Redberry. At 2 o'clock, the Shell Lake Art Center, located at 802 First Street in Shell Lake, will be finally breaking ground to their new expansion. Again, 2 o'clock today, Shell Lake Art Center having their groundbreaking ceremony for their new section of the Art Center. Check it out if you're in the area. Also at the Sawmill Saloon around 4:30, the Franzen Bank and Trust will be celebrating 100 years of operation. Join community leaders, customers, and past bank presidents as they mark the beginning of their next 100 years in Hayward. Again, this is the Franzen Bank and Trust celebrating 100 years starting at 4:30 this evening at the Sawmill Saloon out on Highway 63 in Hayward. And some more high school sports announcements, including the girls varsity tennis of Barron will be meeting at the Ashland High School Fieldhouse at 4 o'clock this evening. Boys cross country varsity meet, including girls and middle school varsity meets, they will be at Solon Springs, Spooner, and Barron. All of those schools will be at Cameron High School for the cross-country meet. Again, boys and girls varsity and middle school meets at Cameron High School and Solon Springs, Spooner and Barron will be there. Boys varsity soccer for Hayward versus Spooner starting at 5 o'clock this evening at the Hayward Varsity Soccer Field. Cheer on boys varsity soccer at the Hayward Varsity Soccer Field as they play against Spooner at 5 o'clock. The Writers Group will be meeting this Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Hayward Community Library. Whether you're a published writer, strive to be, or simply just love to write, our writers group for young adults and adults is seeking new members. Writers from all backgrounds and skill levels are welcome to join. Again, the writers group will be meeting at the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library at 6 o'clock this evening. The Hurricane Football Booster Club would like to remind you of their tailgate event for Veterans and Law Enforcement Appreciation Night happening Friday at 5 o'clock at the Hayward High School Football Stadium. The tailgate is sponsored by Eddie's on 3rd for the big game, honoring all who serve, military, first responders, and veterans. Thank you to all of you. Again, a tailgate event put on by the Hurricane Football Booster Club starting at 5 o'clock just prior to the big game, 7 o'clock, Hayward hosts Spooner at home for football. And don't forget this weekend on Saturday, starting off the Shawamigan MTB Festival, starting downtown Hayward and ending up at the Birkebeiner Trailhead in Cable. You'll want to be downtown Hayward early for that start of the race. And then also the Oktoberfest put on by the Hayward Lions Club will be happening out at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. That starts at 11 o'clock, the Oktoberfest. You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back here in 20 minutes on Buzz of the North. It's 6:59.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We've got more with Pat Kreitlow coming up on the Buzz of the North as soon as Joel hits the right button. Joel here, Joel Carnick, Gray Gunderson. A good Thursday, Mr. Gunderson.
Happy Thursday. Football starts today.
I am so excited for tomorrow because tomorrow morning's show, we're going to talk about a couple of football things I think that are going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, football starts tonight. The Eagles will blow out the Cowboys. I'll give you 20 points. I'll give you 20 on them.
You think so?
I think so.
Man, I don't know. I think the Cowboys, well, they've geared up in the wide receiver room. They've got a new head coach. It should be at least a matchup worthy of the spot for at least the first quarter. What All you right. get past Q2, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
We'll talk football tomorrow. Today, two segments. Segment number one is not going to be about dogs. Segment number two will not be about dogs. Okay, we're talking about cats and dogs is what I'm trying to say.
I was going to say, what is it, hot dogs and not dogs? Or what are you setting up here? Because
we're going to start out with the evil of the two twins. We're going to start out with the evil side, the cat. Okay, that might be a bit much.
I struggle. You know, like any other cat owner, Joel, you and I learned that cats are not what people say. And we probably learned that, well, maybe before we got cats. But I didn't grow up with cats, did you?
I grew up with barn cats because my mom did not want cats in the house.
So, but you at least were exposed to cats, and I was not. So I grew up with lies. I grew up with the lie that cats are, that there's nothing to love about a cat, and your cat will pick the friend of yours who hates them the most and love on them. And that one's true. But
if someone has allergies to cats and they walk into your house and you have a cat, that cat will go directly to that person who has
allergies.
But
there's reasons behind that, though. You know, like my first year living with my buddy Lou was a lot of learning. You know, I had to learn a whole new language of affection that dogs just don't usually touch on. Mm-hmm. And with a cat, it's all on their terms. It's not when you want it. It's when you both want it. And I think that's a lot more than people realize they're kind of grasping.
Yeah. Cats are definitely there for you to make them happy.
Yeah.
And dogs are kind of there because they want to make, it's the opposite. Dogs want to make you happy. Cats are just like, it's all about me. Dogs are kind of like, well, occasionally I'd like a belly rub, but hey, I'd do anything for you.
No. Dogs are pets. Cats, if you let them group up, they'd make a social movement. Like they'd get things done. Yeah, exactly. Like if they decided that they needed a house key, they might unionize about it, you know? Like they could do that and focus and collect their efforts.
I'm imagining what the picket signs would say as they're picketing in front of your house.
Well, they'd all say meow, but there'd be flavors to it and various, there'd be nuance. But like, that's just it. Cats are a little more thoughtful. I don't know. Dogs are a bit more basic, I think. And I love them both.
And we have great humane societies around the area right here in Hayward that do a great job with our animals. But I've often wondered, because my mind wanders. I told you the other day, my wife and I, we took a little trip down to see my mom last week. And after we left, I told my wife, I said, what if we come back and my wallet and all my money are gone and so are the cat? So do we assume that someone stole both, or the cat took my money and the wallet and is gone?
Was this the beginning of the spinoff series, Heathcliff Hits the Town or something like that?
Yeah. But cats, I've often wondered what it would be like if we decided to domesticate a different animal. Let's say we let cats be wild. We just, way back when cats started to be domesticated, it was the rat or it was the ferret, who are kind of domesticated now. But what if it was a different animal? Would they have the same traits because that's just what we made them into?
You're asking the nature versus nurture question.
Yeah.
Like, are cats that way because they're that way or because we domesticated them and made them that way?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I'm not going to answer that question, but I'm going to theorize about animals that could act like cats that would be hilarious. Like, imagine horses acted like cats.
Oh, that would be...
Just picture a horse perched up on a high place. Like, how did you get up there?
Need a larger bed, too.
Yeah, call the fire department. There's a horse stuck in a tree again. Come on, man. They can get up there, but they can't get down. It's the hoose. You know, like, I love this world that we almost could live in there. But I think it's the nature of the cat. And I think you can tell that because big cats still act like little cats. Like lions, tigers, the big cat refuge places. There's one guy in particular, this muscly dude with short, frosted tip color hair, who does rescue work with big cats, and he does social media stuff. So you'll see a lot of videos like the cats that he hangs out with act like my buddy Lou, but with murder mittens. I mean, like with the whole, here's 2 inches of death attached to each little toe bean. But they act like cats. They all act like cats. So I think they are that way. I think people would probably, like, there's definitely creatures out there we could ruin though. Like pigeons. Pigeons in New York City, they're not wild. Like, pigeons, they're not wild. That's a domesticated creature, even though they just live outside.
But you look at something as simple as a chipmunk. I mean, a chipmunk, if you see a chipmunk for the first time, it's just going to run away from you. It's just going to get away from me. Danger, danger, danger. But when you have your house for a while and the chipmunk hangs around, now all of a sudden you turn the corner and the chipmunk is 2 feet away from you and it looks at you and it doesn't run away. It becomes used to you. So could you further domesticate a chipmunk? People probably have, I guess.
Squirrels. I know some squirrels can be pretty friendly. Yeah, rodents are generally one of the more flexible in that way. Man, I wasn't ready for this, Joel. You should have warned me on this question. I'd have come with an answer.
But, I mean, cats are, we all know, cats and dogs, completely different thing going on there. The cats, I've had a lot of cats in my life, and I don't have the link to cats emotionally that I do to a dog.
I mean
I've lost cats and I think, well, that cat was kind of cool, but the dog I've lost, I'm just like, you almost get a tear in your eye when you think about it. that's just me.
I think so. And I think I'm different in a way that I consider myself quite lucky, which is that I grew up with a dog. His name was Blaze. We had him from when I was 5 until when I was about 17, and then we had to put Blaze down. But Blaze lived outside and didn't live in the house like many dogs will. So I was pro-dog, but I didn't realize what living with one could be like.
Right.
And then
right.
I went 15 years after we put Blaze down, and it was last year we got Toby. And it's like, oh my gosh, in the interim, I got a cat. So now I am head over heels for both.
Yeah.
Dead even, different ways. I'd die for either of them.
Psychologically, mentally, we'd be a lot worse than we already are if we didn't have dogs and cats.
Worse than this?
Well, I think it would be.
There's worse than this?
Hard to fathom. Pat Kreitlow is on the way in next. We'll talk dogs coming up later this hour. We covered cats quite a bit, but we'll talk about the dogs coming up. Pat Kreitlow, more news that you can use. More with Pat Kreitlow on the Buzz of the North here on a Thursday morning. Joel here and Gray, and we're solving the world's domestic pet problem here this morning.
By adding to the ranks of domesticated animals, at least theoretically.
Yeah, I think we talked about exotic pets, didn't we, the other day?
We did. Yes. Wisconsin is, I think there's like 2 states where you can just permit-free own a kangaroo. And I'm pretty sure we're on the list.
And I've never run into one.
Anytime you share a list exclusively with just yourself in Florida, I mean, it's not a good list, but that one's okay. It's just us in Florida. Free kangaroo. Well, not free. This got out of hand quickly.
All right. We talked about cats. We stressed about cats earlier, literally stressed out about cats because they can stress you out. We're talking about dogs because to me anyway, and I thought this was maybe not universal, but a higher percentage than what I thought. But after talking to you earlier this hour about the emotional link that I have with dogs more than cats, maybe it's just my history of dogs. And we didn't always have a dog in the house, but we had a black lab growing up that was pretty close. When it was cold, he got to sleep in the porch, but he wasn't a house dog. But he was a highly trained dog, just a very... Just an awesome. He was a type of dog where you say sit and stay. You could walk to the end of the driveway. You could go into town, come back. He would still be there when you get back, waiting for you to say, okay, now we go.
I think that says a lot, though. Of course, we're talking psychology here. And as they say, if the human brain were simple enough to understand, we'd be so simple that we couldn't. But yeah. All that nonsense aside, I think most people get along with dogs better. Full stop. I don't think we need a reason why. I think it's just that most people and their thought processes are more compatible with dogs who are a little bit... And I mean, if you wanted to say that differently in a way that might make more sense, I think it's because dogs are more like people. I think it's because dogs understand and care about us more than cats do, because a cat, even... I've lived with my buddy Lou for 8 years now, and I'm still not sure he views me as more than the source of the food in the morning. Like, does he show me a lot of tender, loving physical? Yeah, he rubs his head all over me. It is adorable, and that looks like people love.
But probably doing it maybe just to scratch his own head.
If I stopped feeding him, I think he would stop loving me.
He'd
so
turn on you.
Whereas Toby, he'd be like, oh man, what did I do? What do I need to do to earn this back? You know, it's a different... And so I think... I hesitate to simplify this much. I just think most people get along with dogs better because dogs get along with people better. And because there's a different direction, some people will always get along better with that other option, which in this case is cats. And there are third and fourth and fifth options. I think that between the two, dogs and cats, you've got most types of people could probably vibe with one or the other.
And I think the fact that dogs are more trainable than a cat.
100%.
I know those people listening right now are saying, I can train my cat to do this and that. But generally, if you work with a dog, you can make the dog, him or her, do certain functions that provide entertainment, that maybe provide a false sense of loyalty or friendship. But the cat, most cats, beyond my cat will respond to a command when I go, it will stop. When it's walking around in the yard, it'll stop. But I'm not going to get the cat to roll over. We're not going to play fetch. We're not going to retrieve ducks from the water. That's just not what a cat does. It's instinctively what a dog does. But the dog has, I think, that trainable thing. And also, it's can have a purpose too, hunting dogs and stuff like that with a real purpose. The canine dogs, haven't seen a canine cat yet. Maybe they exist, but it's just a whole different thought process.
One of the things that I think bears mentioning is that you start with wild dogs in various places of the world, and from them you get domesticated canines. In most cases, we're familiar with many dogs that descend from wolf stock, but there's also, like our buddy Toby, he's from dingo stock over there. I mean, yes, there were wolf stock dogs bred with dingoes to create that stuff, but you get the idea. There's wild dogs were the beginning of all of them in one flavor or another. And if you look at a wolf and you look at an English bulldog, you can see that we've made a couple changes. You look at a cat, and you look at the Egyptian Mau, which I believe is one of the earlier links to the ancestors of earlier cats, and it's the same. I think that speaks to the basic characteristics of the animal. And I think, I mean, I am no psychologist, animal or otherwise. Don't even start me with people. But I feel comfortable saying that I think the dog psychology is, maybe as a product of that change over time, is just more moldable. I think the cat is clay already dried.
That's a great way. It's a sculpture that is already hardened.
Exactly. You found it, and it's not going to change.
Yep. And the dog is, you're right, adaptable. I mean, we have a dog at our house that we adopted. It came from Texas on a van, abandoned on the street, little pug dog, mostly blind. Has a little jacked up hip because he was a puppy mill dog.
You about to tell me he picked up a banjo and started singing the blues?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean, he was when we got him, he didn't know how to eat out of a dish because he had already he had pretty much always eaten either off the ground or in his kennel, and wasn't domesticated at all. But just a sweetheart, has never bit or nipped or anything. But after about 6 months, he's good to go. He adjusted to everything. And he is just in love with just hanging around us. Yeah. Just happy guy.
And when I met Billy, like, it was so perfect because I didn't know he was coming that day. And I just, out of the corner of my eye, sitting there, I was still in sales at the time. And I just hear, I was like, what is
a pug?
And I look down and a bow-legged pug with cataracts is snorting on my foot. He's not sniffing me. He's snorting in my general area. And I thought, I love you. And also, hello, who are you? Like, it just immediately, I was like, I need to protect this thing.
And I just love that most dogs will just attach themselves to one or two things and just run with it. Toby loves his fetch toys. My little Billy loves his mama. And when she leaves, he's not happy. But he holds nothing back. You know what he loves, all right? I'm a Viking fan, but occasionally on a group of Packer fans, I'm not going to express that love toward my team too much. But a dog would. A dog would just say, go purple.
Yep. Say what you think. Done.
Yep. Speaking of that, tomorrow we're going to talk football. I've got something tomorrow that's going to blow your socks off tomorrow. Talking football.
Wait.
All right. More of Pat Kreitlow and Up North News here on WBZH, The Buzz of the North, and a good Thursday morning to you.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WBZH. I'm Mark Lundeen, and here's what's happening in Hayward today. I'm talking with Marshall Savitsky, the chief of police for the city of Hayward, and we just got a few, I don't know, random topics we're going to be talking about. You really didn't have too much of a police report to give us, although, you know, we were talking earlier about some of the break-ins of cars and vehicles that have happened recently. Just share a little bit about that and maybe what we can do to prevent people from breaking into our vehicles.
Yeah. Each summer it seems like there's a series of car break-ins, and the month of August was pretty tough on the city PD. We had, just in one day alone, between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m., in the middle of the day, we had maybe a dozen car break-ins reported, and those people were apprehended later on in the evening. But, you know, when people leave their cars unlocked on these side streets in town, especially when there's no street lamps or it's unlit or there's nobody out walking around, people are wandering the streets in all evenings or all hours of the day, and You know, people will rummage through your cars and take what they want and close it up, and you won't even know until the next time you get in your car.
Right, yeah. So these were mostly unlocked cars.
They were all unlocked cars.
All unlocked.
One of the families, I said, we have stay-at-home jobs. We work over the computer. They reported it a couple days later because they don't drive that often, and their sunglasses are missing. And so it's really unfortunate.
Little stuff. Yeah, juvenile.
Generally, juveniles are taking people's makeup or cologne and sunglasses, things that, you know, phone chargers that they can use.
Well, lock your vehicles, people of Hayward. This isn't Mayberry. We don't have a Barney Fife running around with one bullet.
No. We have two.
Yep. Man. Well, what else you got going on that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, summer's winding down. We're looking at our last big event of the year. That's the Czech 40 that's coming up this upcoming weekend on the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
They're kicking off 10 a.m. They're starting downtown Hayward, and they're ending out in the county.
Yeah.
Main Street will be blocked off, 63 Railroad, and then they'll be heading out 77 out of the town. So we're looking forward to that. After this interview today, actually, I'm heading up to the sheriff's office to meet with all the teams that are involved. Sheriff's office, the Czech 40 group, a lot of the volunteers will be there. So this is one of several meetings that we've had leading up to this event. And it's like anything else. It's like a mini Berkey, I guess you could
right.
say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty simple event for us because, of course, the first 10 minutes of the event, and they're out of town. They're gone.
Yeah.
And so then town goes back to normal. But, like, for Berkey, it ends in town throughout the day. There's waves and waves and waves of skiers coming. So
hours and hours.
This is kind of a gasp of fresh air for us in the city, you know, able to breathe a little bit. But, it'll be an exciting event, and we always look forward to it. It always brings in a pretty good crowd, and, you know, streets just lined with spectators.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, that gush of wind that comes through those downtown buildings is, you know, blow the head off your head. So people really look forward to it, and so do we at the PD. So.
Yeah. And then the following week, I think it's Fall Fest, right?
Yep, Fall Fest is coming up the following weekend, and downtown will be closed off as always. It's kind of the same setup as Muskie Festival with vendors and people coming and selling their fall decorations and kettle corn and things like that. It's an all-day event, and it's pretty low-key. It seems like it always rains that weekend, though, so hopefully we have good weather for it this year, but we'll see.
And hopefully it won't be like Muskie Fest, where we had that strong
the tsunami
draft came through. And
too many tents were lost that day, and people who had items to sell, pottery and stuff like that, glass items, they all fell over and broke in the wind during Muskie Fest, so I really hope we have good weather for the people selling at Fall Fest this year.
Yeah, and then the next weekend, I think Cable has their Fall Festival. That won't affect much here, but we should be able to see some increased, you know, visitors from the area as they head up towards Cable and pass through. And then the following week after that,
the Great Cranberry Festival. Stone Lake.
That's kind of like the last hurrah for the area.
It is. It is. After that, all the resorts start closing down, and they go to their winter hours and winter menus. Unfortunately, all the bigger items on the menus go away for us locals. But it's kind of something we look forward to. Unfortunately, summer's ending, but it makes it a lot easier for the rest of us who kind of keep this community rolling.
Yep. And then there's
The Suicide Awareness Walk that's put on by Health and Human Services is coming up on September 26th. 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. that day. So we'll be involved with that. All the law enforcement groups will be. Of course, we see the raw end of that deal. So we definitely support that awareness, and looking forward to a lot of people coming out for that.
And then you mentioned there is a fundraiser coming up for the police department at Lakewood Cafe.
Yep, Lakewood's Cafe and the family restaurant. The owner reached out to me and said that he wanted to have another fundraiser for us again this year as he did last year.
Okay.
Last year we had it in November, and I think we raised about $6,400. He matched every penny that was...
No way.
Yep, every penny he matched it that was given that day. So if you went in there and bought a $20 meal, a full $20 goes back to the police department.
Yeah.
That could be for anything, for equipment upgrades to overtime for some enforcement in an area where crimes are happening, like, you know, burglaries into cars or whatever. But
what's the date on that?
It's going to be December 16th. It'll be an all-day affair again, so 6 a.m. to, I think they close at 9 or 10 p.m. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All proceeds go to the City of Hayward Police Department. And again, it's for upgrades for equipment or whatever else that we may need.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to that. You'll see us in aprons serving coffee and whatever else.
Oh, good.
His family has some other restaurants around the area, all over the state, including Ladysmith. And they've been doing it for forever, I guess, at these other restaurants. So it's new for us here in Hayward still, but this will be the second year for it. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure we'll be able to talk about that as December comes closer as well.
Yep.
Well, Marshall, thank you for coming in and chatting with us, and we'll see you next month.
See you next month.
You've been listening to WBZH Hayward Today, local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. To stay up to date with everything going on in the Hayward Lakes area, download the Civic Media app and click on WBZH in the radio station listings. Coming up after local news and information, Pat Kreitlow returns. I'm Mark Lundeen, and I'll be back with more Hayward area information tomorrow morning. It's 8:29.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.